every kind of other desires of this material world. Eating, drinking, clothing, meeting, everything. See, that Mahaprasad testing, everything goes away. यहाँ तक कि यहाँ पर गड़बड़ हो जाता है, यहाँ तक कि इवन लज्जा, हर्ष, धैर्य,
धैर्य
माने पैशन, everything goes away. Dharya and FM are the things which gives obstacle to meet Krishna. If there is dharya, that means passion, then she cannot meet Krishna. How should I go? All will see that I am going. What they will tell? By this, dhairya comes. This dhairya is obstacle to meet Krishna. And SM, what all will tell? I should not go in front of anyone. If there will be loneliness, then I will go. This is lajja, SM. But by taking the remnants of Krishna, everything goes away. So everything is clear. Way is clear. And they don't do kisi cheez ki parwah nahi karte. Bekar so. They don't care for anything. And the way is clear. Whether it be day and night or anything, they will go. Mataye narir man, jiva kare akarshan, vicharite sab viparit. If he is male, he will go at once. Whether he is female, then what to say? Taking the remnant, everything becomes clear and they don't think what is SM, what is anything. So this remnant has so much prabhava.
Influence.
फिर आ गया।
I need some prasad.
Srimati Radhika is telling that, O Gopigan, you should take this prasad little, and he himself, herself, is given to all, telling that this Venu is male, yet he is male, but he wants the remnants of Krishna, Adharamrita, and he is drinking and drinking and drinking, leaving nothing there for us. Krishna Adharamrita is for us because we are Swajatiya to Krishna. Understand?
Yes.
He is Gopi, we are Gopi. And this person is bamboo, jar, material, matter.
unconscious.
But he drinks and showing us that be away from here. I'm taking, what can you do? This is yours, but I'm that. What can you do? I'm taking this. My thing, and in front of me, anyone is taking, and they are only seeing and seeing. They are bebas. Bebas means that. They cannot do anything. So, Srimati Radhika is telling, being a male, how dhrisht he is. Dhrisht, you know? Dhrisht means they are sahasi. They are kya what?
Bold.
Bold. How he is so bold? But he is badmash. Badmash, you know?
Rascal.
Naughty.
Naughty. He is so naughty. He is taking and looting in front of us, that is Ramrita. So, telling the, praising this Mahaprasad remnant, Srimati is giving to all. This Tulsi Manjari has brought all these things. So, Srimati is asking, you were so much near to Krishna at that time. What thing he has tested more? So she is telling that what you have prepared. Krishna tested everything very well. And after taking, he has kept the remnants himself, and by Isaiah has told me to give it to you. Lila Suk, you know, that is Sukhdeva Goswami. Sukhdamana Billu Mangal. He is telling that this phalalo, that is this remnants of Krishna, is like Krishna. Prema danchame, kama danchame, vedananchame, vaibhavanchame, jivananchame, jivatanchame, daivatanchame, devanaparam. Very good slow. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, this sloka has been quoted. That everything of Krishna is like Krishna, not less than Krishna. Prema danchame. Krishna, as if Krishna gives his prema in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he is eager to give all jivas Krishna prema. He went to door of Jesus. He went sometimes to western side of India, sometimes south India, sometimes eastern and western, and everywhere he went. And get it through name Prem Gathi Mala Paralo Sabari. He was so eager. And he gave prem. Prem means a gopi prem. He gave. whether they were qualified or not. So Krishna is Premadam. Mahaprasad is also like Krishna. Premadanchami. Krishna, remnants give me Krishna Prem. Kama Dancha Me, Krishna Prasad gives Kama. What is Kama? There are two kinds of Madhurya Bhakti, Madhur Bhakti, Sringara, Sambandhanuga and Kamanuga. There actually Sambandhatmika among Kamatmika. All gopis are Kamatmika. And Sambandhanuga, Yashoda Maiya, Nanda Baba, Upananda, and all others. Sakha also, Sambandhanuga. Arjuna also, and all of Dwaraka are Sambandhanuga. Rukmini, Sattabhama, all are Sambandhanuga. They are not Kamanuga. Only Braj Devi, Gopi are Kamanuga. Kamanuga is of two kinds. One is Kamanuga direct, and others are Tattat Bhavichhamayi. Tattvaichhabhavamayi is Manjari Bhav. No? That is called Manjari Bhav or Bhav or Nitya Sakhi Prana Sakhi. These are called. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always tried to give this thing only and to test Sakhi Bhav, Kamanuga, and give Tattat Bhav Ichhamayi as a Palyadasi of gopis. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also has tested as Palyadasi Bhav. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it has been stated. If he does not test, he does not in so many 364 ways. Kinds of gopis are 364 kinds of gopis. So all gopis are the bhav of Srimati Radhika. She tests and gives pleasure to Krishna in every way what Krishna wants. Anyone cannot, any gopi, other gopi cannot do service to Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken the bhav, the mood of Srimati Radhika. So he tests in every way, Kamanuga, Sadatmika, Samandhanuga, even as an ordinary bhakt, sadhak, siddha, he can test. All bhavas has been given up to Vatsalya before, but not this gopi bhava has been given, especially this manjari bhava has been given. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has distributed this Manjari Bhav to give especially and for ordinary person Harinam Sankirtan and Krishna Das as a general service. So Kama Dancha may hear Kamanuga and in Kamanuga Tattad Ichha Bhavamayi. Kama Dancha may. How he gets? By Prakash, manifesting his mercy as he did in Rupa Goswami case. He manifested his mercy in the heart of Rupa Goswami and has prayed all his associates to manifest their mercy in Rupa Goswami's heart, so that he can may give the whole world this my this bhav. So Kamadanchame Vedanam chame. Vedanam means ved means to know. So ved means every kind of knowledge, and to give that knowledge is Vedanam. Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Shiksha Guru also, and Chaitya Guru also. Directly as a Shiksha Guru he gives, and by inspiration he gives in the heart. Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives Vedananca, all Sambandha Gyan, Avidhya Gyan and Prayojan Gyan in the heart of you. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna is Vedanam, that is here Guru, Chaitya Guru is also. And this sloka has been told there as a this Guru, Chaitya Guru. Vaibhavan chame. Krishna is my Vaibhav. So this Mahaprasad is also my Vaibhav. Vaibhav means
Expensive.
Vaibhav here means anything, wealth, reputation and all these things. Vaibhav. So he is my wealth. Jivanam chame, jivitam chame. He is my life. And jivitam chame. Jivitam means without prasad I will not be. Or without Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu I will not remain. Daivatam chame na param cha. Oh, you are my daiva. Maneo. Ishtadev. And everything you are. So prasad is also like this. Na param. There is nothing beside you. For Krishna. So prasad is everything for him. And if Krishna is take, then it is Mahaprasad. So Srimati Radhika takes only Mahaprasad of Krishna, remnants of Krishna. Nothing she takes besides. If you give him anything, she will not take. She will give it to Krishna, and if Krishna will take, then she will take. Plus today, any question?
I had a question from yesterday, from last time we met as a group. You were explaining about the feelings of separation from Krishna, and that actually when Krishna is away, appears to be away from Vrindavan, the residents of Vrindavan feel his presence even more strongly than when he is there. And when he is there together with Radharani, she sometimes feels that he's not there, he will go away. So my question is, when Krishna appears to be away from Vrindavan, why are the residents of Vrindavan described as so unhappy, almost dead, lying down, full of pain? The simple answer that I would give is, oh, that is not pain, it is a kind of ecstasy. But it is hard to understand why they appear to be so unhappy if he is actually there.
Actually, they are not happy. Sometimes as anubhav, sanchari bhav, meeting of Krishna, they think. Understand?
Sometimes.
They feel like that Krishna has met me. But always they remember Krishna. Past times, everything. Parisadhak ji, it is so anukul, so favorable to remember all these things. Because you have not seen Krishna. Only Vipralamba Bhava you can take. We have no Purva Brahma. No? And after Purva Brahma, no meeting with Krishna. So we can think only of Purvaraga of gopis and separation of gopis. Only we can understand. But there was so separation bhav, viraha bhav in gopis. When Krishna went to Mathura, it is certainly. But Krishna thought that if I am here, they will be more unhappy. It is only for gopis, not for any sadhak. What really happens there, we cannot see. But short of there is so dukkha, unhappiness there. Mathur Vira, this is called Mathur Vira. We are not testing this, otherwise they will be so much, it will be so much painful for us. Now you are laughing, you are taking food and doing everything, and you are hearing these pastimes also, but no real effect. Because our heart does not simulate with gopis. In the same standard as gopis. Tadatma bhava. If there is a very little tadatma, even we can realize this. I could not answer lack of Englishman.
No, I think you answered very well that it is inconceivable for me to understand now that apparent unhappiness that they feel, but they do feel it.
Doing bhajan and bhajan, after some time we may realize all these things.
In Bombay, you were explaining what the definition of Vipralamba Bhav was, and you explained that in that separation, Krishna is actually in that. He actually comes in that. So it's meeting Krishna while being separated.
But gopis are telling that we admit that Krishna comes, and we see Krishna, and we don't. Unbelief.
Disbelief.
Krishna, all worldings. But it is like a person who is going in a forest, and it is Amavasya Ratri. Amavasya Ratri, you know?
The night of the dark moon.
Dark moon. Fully dark. And there is raining. There are so much clouds. Dark moon plus clouds. And in jungle, forest, dense forest. How should be that? So thick andhakar.
Darkness.
Raining also, and thunderbolt is seen. And if a thunderbolt is seen, and it hides again,
goes away,
disappears.
It is very difficult to see anything. If there is no thunderbolt, is there? Then they can go anyhow, searching here and there. But if there is electricity comes and goes, then eyes are
blinded.
Huh?
Blinded.
And we cannot see. So gopis are telling, just you are telling that I am come to Vrindavan, I come to Vrindavan often and miss you. But it is like that thunderbolt is seen. So everything is puzzled and we cannot see. Understand my bhav?
Yes.
So it was better that you should not come. It makes us so sorry and so puzzling and so kashtadayak, miserable, painful. So you should not come.
It is very heavy.
When our day will come, that when we will realize this actually in our heart and become somewhat as the dust of gopis. This is called bhakti. If a little separation mood comes anyhow, then everything will come out. Tears, romancha, kampa, asru, sanchari, dhavichari, everything will come. If we realize somewhat a little bit of separation. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. Hey Radhe Vajadevike Chalilite Hey Nanda Sunu Puta Sri Govardhan Kalpapada Patale Kalindi Gandhi Kuta Ghoshantavit Sabata Ukhe Dai Mahadevalo Bande Rup Sanatano Ruhi Vavsi Ki Yoga. Like this. Then, by the grace of mercy of Kirraj Maharaj
and Guru,
Today was